This is the reading for December 29th, Malachi chapter 2. Priests, this command is for you. Listen to me. Pay attention to what I say. Honor my name, says the Lord All-Powerful. If you don't, I will send a curse on you and on your blessings. I have already cursed them because you don't pay attention to what I say. I will punish your descendants. I will smear your faces with the animal insides left from your feasts, and you will be thrown away with it. Then you will know that I am giving you this command, so my agreement with Levi will continue, says the Lord All-Powerful. My agreement for priests was with the tribe of Levi. I promised them life and peace, so they would honor me. And they did honor me and fear me. They taught the true teachings and spoke no lies. With peace and honesty, they did what I said they should do, and they kept many people from sinning. A priest should teach what he knows, and people should learn the teachings from him, because he is the messenger of the Lord All-Powerful. But you, priests, have stopped obeying me. With your teachings, you have caused many people to do wrong. You have broken the agreement with the tribe of Levi, says the Lord All-Powerful. You have not been careful to do what I say, but instead you take sides in court cases. So I have caused you to be hated and disgraced in front of everybody. We all have the same Father, the same God made us. So why do people break their promises to each other and show no respect for the agreement our ancestors made with God? The people of Judah have broken their promises. They have done something God hates in Israel and Jerusalem. The people of Judah did not respect the temple that the Lord loves, and the men of Judah married women who worship foreign gods. Whoever does this might bring offerings to the Lord All-Powerful, but the Lord will still cut that person off from the community of Israel. This is another thing you do. You cover the Lord's altar with your tears. You cry and moan. But he does not accept your offerings and is not pleased with what you bring. You ask, why? It is because the Lord sees how you treated the wife you married when you were young. You broke your promise to her, even though she was your partner and you had an agreement with her. God made husbands and wives to become one body and one spirit for his purpose, so they would have children who are true to God. So be careful and do not break your promise to the wife you married when you were young. The Lord God of Israel says, I hate divorce and I hate people who do cruel things as easily as they put on clothes, says the Lord All-Powerful. So be careful and do not break your trust. You have tired the Lord with your words. You ask, how have we tired him? You did it by saying, the Lord thinks anyone who does evil is good and he is pleased with them. Or you asked, where is the God who is fair?
Chapter 20.
I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding the key to the bottomless pit and a large chain in his hand. He overpowered the serpent, that ancient snake named Devil and Satan. The angel chained up the serpent for 1,000 years. He threw it into the bottomless pit. The angel shut and sealed the pit over the serpent to keep it from deceiving the nations anymore until the 1,000 years were over. After that, it must be set free for a little while. I saw thrones, and those who sat on them were allowed to judge. Then I saw the souls of those whose heads had been cut off because of their testimony about Jesus and because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or its statue and were not branded on their foreheads or hands. They lived and ruled with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not live until the 1,000 years ended. This is the first time that people come back to life. Blessed and holy are those who are included the first time that people come back to life. The second death has no power over them. They will continue to be priests of God and Christ. They will rule with him for 1,000 years. When 1,000 years are over, Satan will be freed from his prison. He will go out to deceive Gog and Magog, the nations in the four corners of the earth, and gather them for war. They will be as numerous as the grains of sand on the seashore. I saw that they spread over the broad expanse of the earth and surround the camp of God's holy people and the beloved city. Fire came from heaven and burned them up. The devil who deceived them was thrown into the fiery lake of sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet were also thrown. They will be tortured day and night forever and ever. I saw a large white throne and the one who was sitting on it. The earth and the sky fled from his presence, but no place was found for them. I saw the dead, both important and unimportant people, standing in front of the throne. Books were opened, including the Book of Life. The dead were judged on the basis of what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up its dead. Death and hell gave up their dead. People were judged based on what they had done. Death and hell were thrown into the fiery lake. The fiery lake is the second death. Those whose names were not found in the book of life were thrown into the fiery lake.